Beyond the Line, My Life in Rugby by Ben Youngs, read by Calvin Dean, including a foreword read by Ben's brother, Tom Youngs, and a bonus conversation between Ben and Tom at the end of the audiobook. To Char, Boris, Billy and Etty, thanks for all the love and support. I could never have done it without you. Foreword by Tom Youngs. I guess earning an England call-up was just a matter of time for him. It is a minor source of salvage pride to me that my brother Ben's England career ended after his 127th cap. I managed 28, so he only beat me by 99, not 100, which is important. You need many attributes to become England's most capped men's player. Clearly, you don't have to love the physical side of melting someone in a tackle, because Ben never had that in his repertoire. But he had pretty much every other gift a rugby player could have wished for. When we were kids in Norfolk, it was obvious from the start how incredibly talented and skillful he was. When he ran with the ball, he would just glide through defences. He was always prepared to have a go, and always backed himself to make the difference. He brought that fearlessness to Leicester. Some of the tries he scored in the early days at the Tigers were just maverick, off-the-cuff genius. I guess earning an England call-up was just a matter of time for him. He certainly didn't have to wait long. To break into the national side at 20 years old was amazing in and of itself. But it's one thing reaching the top, and a whole other thing staying there. And Ben stayed there for 13 years. Four different England coaches picked him as their scrum half. It was his ability to change his game into something more scripted, as rugby evolved over the years, that enabled him to do so. He had an innate understanding of the game, for where it was going, and a gift for breaking it down that was like a sixth sense. Some say that awareness takes experience to develop, but Ben always had it. It wasn't just the skills Ben brought to the teams he played for down the years that made them better. It was his personality too. He's great to have in any environment. He's fun, warm, and good with people. He's also humble. I hate the word. It's so Kiwi. But it's true. He can be sharp-tongued. If he feels that something is wrong, he will say so. But that's what you need and want in a professional sports team. You don't carve out a career like his without being a really good person, and that's what he is to his core. A really incredibly good person. I know that more than anyone. Thank you, Ben, from the bottom of my heart, and well played. Introduction. I shook his hand and told him I needed a bit of time to myself to digest this. It was like someone had punched me in the guts. I had reached the point of no return. My head was ready to explode. France, November 2023. My fourth Rugby World Cup representing England. I had travelled to the tournament knowing inwardly that something was wrong, but I couldn't have known that the 8 weeks I spent there would end up changing my life. They would force me to confront personal, painful truths and take me to an emotional place I had never been before. Facing up to those truths broke me and then, miraculously, helped put me back together again. I had pushed my issues to one side in the build-up to the World Cup. England were in a mess, and as part of the team leadership group, I had a role to play in sorting it out. We had just lost to Fiji at Twickenham for the first time in England's history. It had been our final warm-up game, and there were plenty of pundits speculating that we would not even make it out of our World Cup pool. Sometimes the solution to a team's problems feels miles away, but I knew the situation was fixable. There were a good few of us with experience of previous World Cups, and we knew the phony war ahead of the tournament counted for nothing. If we could lift the standards in France, we knew we could turn it around for showtime. A line in the sand was drawn as soon as we crossed the channel. That first week at Le Touquet, where the English team was based, you could feel the difference. We were so much sharper, so much more intense